The end of December is one of the most exciting times here at WPRB with many special events. One of these, an annual tribute to our living composers, is the marathon Viva 21st Century, and as its title implies, is devoted only to music composed in this century. This year's 25-hour marathon will feature works mostly written in the last 10 years in a variety of musical styles by composers from all over the world. I hope that you can join me, Marvin Rosen, host of the ASCAP award-winning program Classical Discoveries, for this exciting marathon, which will start on Tuesday, December 27th at 1 p.m. and last through Wednesday, December 28th at 2 p.m. It all happens right here on WPRB 103.3 FM Princeton or on the internet at www.wprb.com. WPRB asks, ever wonder who would take care of your longtime family dog if you could no longer care for them? Marty's Place, an amazing nonprofit dog sanctuary in Monmouth County, offers senior dogs a loving home for life. They need volunteers to help on site with the daily care of these dogs. Please help enrich the lives of senior dogs at www.martysplace.org. You can also call them at 609-250-1278. And this message was brought to you by WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio. Well, good morning. The time is 2 minutes after 7 on Sunday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRB Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to a special edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host today, Marvin Rosen, and I'm sitting in for Sandy. I will be with you until 10 a.m. Well, today is the third program of my annual Christmas trilogy, A Medieval Renaissance and Baroque Christmas. This part of the Christmas trilogy will actually be in two sections. The second show, devoted to early Christmas music, will air this Wednesday morning between 5:30 and 11. Hope you are enjoying these programs, or the first of these programs, and thank you so much for joining me today. That was Noé, Noé by the French Renaissance composer Antoine Brumel, who lived from around 1460 until around 1512. In our performance, you heard members of the Boston Camerata, and Joel Cohen was the conductor. Well, we stay with French music as we go to a major work by Marc-Antoine Charpentier, who lived from 1643 until 1704. Up until fairly recent times, Charpentier's music was little known and appreciated largely because he never held a court appointment. In addition, very little of his music was published during his lifetime. Charpentier was one of the first French composers to study in Italy, most likely with the great Giacomo Carissimi. Well, we listen now to his pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This will be performed by the Ensemble Correspondance, conducted by Sébastien Doucet. And this is from a recently released Harmonia Mundi compact disc. We listen now to music by the great French composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier.
Thank you. Écoutez-moi, peuple fidèle. Si j'entends bien nos sages écrits, il est temps de leurs oreilles sont sur le point d'être accomplies. La semaine mystérieuse que vit de si loin Daniel s'avance pour ouvrir le ciel à la nature malheureuse. Après tout le bruit et l'éclat du changement des monarchies, tout est dans le tranquille état. Tout est dans le tranquille état.
Thank you. ces lieux écartés d'où peut venir ce bruit.
Quelle charmante voix ça frappe mon oreille.
Quelle lumière au milieu de la nuit.
Une promesse de merveille.
Pastor, entendons-nous, qu'est-ce que nous voyons?
Tout est en feu, fuyons, fuyons, pas nous
fuyons. Pastor, ne craignez rien, ne craignez rien. Messager du Très-Haut, je viens pour vous apprendre la nouvelle du plus grand bien que vous puissiez jamais attendre. Reprenez-vous l'esprit, Pasteur, ne craignez rien.
Messager du Très-Haut, qu'avez-vous à nous dire? Pouvons-nous croire qu'aujourd'hui notre Dieu veut que son peuple respire? Trouvons-nous grâce devant lui? Messager du Très-Haut, qu'avez-vous à nous dire? Qu'avez-vous à nous dire?
ce pasteur vigilant qui veille de tout temps sur son troupeau fidèle, des liens de la mort le délivrant en naissant, est-il un malheur si cuisant qui me fasse oublier d'une telle
Heureuse mère, heureuse vie.
Music by the great French Baroque composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier, who lived from 1643 until 1704, and you were just listening to his pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, as performed by the Ensemble Correspondance, conducted by Sébastien Dossey, and that was from a recently released Harmonia Mundi compact disc. Once again, that was music by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. Well, we will be leaving French music for now in just a few minutes. However, before we do, let's turn our attention to this. You were just listening to Noe, Noe Magnificus Est Rex Pacificus by French composer Claude de Sermisi, who lived from around 1490 until 1562. In our performance, you heard the Boston Camerata, and the conductor was Joel Cohen. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this early music edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at MarvinRosen@ClassicalDiscoveries.org. Again, that's MarvinRosen@ClassicalDiscoveries.org. The time is 7:46, and we turn our attention now to a selection by one of the nuns of the Italian Baroque.
Thank you.
That was the spiritual motet Hodie Gloriosus by Sulpizia Cesis, who lived from 1577 until sometime after 1619. She was an Italian nun, composer, and lutenist. In our performance, you heard members of Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. Sulpizia Cesis was a nun at the convent of Santa Gemignano in Modena. Well, we are going to move on now to some instrumental music by Italian composer Giuseppe Valentini, who lived from 1681 until 1753. He studied with Giovanni Bononcini and is chiefly known as a composer of instrumental music. We listen now to Giuseppe Valentini's Sinfonia, Opus 1, Number 12, the Christmas Sinfonia, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle. Alan Francis conducts. This is music by Giuseppe Valentini.